of how the Vidura Maitreya Samvad started and how Vidura asked a few questions which Maitreya answered. And then he also had asked about the primary creation and secondary creation. So he started asking about, Maitreya started answering in response to his question about primary creation. In that, he mentioned about Karana Srishti, about the creation of the elements. The elements were created, but they were not together, so they could not assist the Supreme Lord in the creation process. So they all offered their prayers to Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, to mentioning, praying that they come together so that they can assist the Supreme Lord in his creation process. So this is where the fifth chapter ended. So today we will continue with the sixth chapter. Again, this chapter will be quite similar to the second canto description of creation process, so I will not spend much time because we have seen it many times. So we will continue. Rishi Ruvacha Ititasam Swashakti Nam Sati Nam Asametyasaha Prasuptalokatantranam Nishamya Gatimishwaraha Kalasamgyam Tadadevim Bibrat Shaktim Murukramaha Trayovim Shati Tatvanam Ganam Yugapada Vishat. Nishamya Prasuptalokatantranam. Maitreya was continuing. He continued his narration. He says, after Karanodaka Sai Vishnu heard the prayers offered by these personified elements, saha asametya saha, and understanding that sametya means together, asametya means separately. So saha asametya satinam, understanding that these elements were separated, here Urukramaha Ishwaraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kala Samgyam Bibrat Shaktim Devim. He first sent his Bibrat Shakti, if you remember, second canto, yesterday also we discussed. So he sent his cohesive energy to bind the elements together. And then later, subsequently, as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he also entered. Avishat Trayovimshati Tattvanam Ganam. He entered the 23 elements simultaneously, Yugapat. So first he entered as, this is more or less like a summary that Maitreya is giving. So the somewhere the chronological sequence is not properly maintained. So because it's not the purpose, he is more or less summarizing the whole thing. So the acharyas clarify that the chronological sequence mentioned in the second canto of chapter is the sequence that need to be understood. So first the Karana Srishti happens, all the elements are created, then Karanodaka Sai Vishnu sends his cohesive energy to bind the elements, and those elements which have been bound, they take the shape of a universal egg, and that universal egg floats in the Karanodaka ocean for 1,000 years. After that, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu enters it, fills it with water, Garbhodaka water, lies down on it, and then manifests the 14 planetary systems. That is the sequence that we saw in the second canto. That is the sequence that should be understood, even though here it is given in a slightly jumbled way, because the purpose is not exactly to give a very pakka chronological narration. So this is clarified by the acharyas. Then Sonu pravishto bhagavams cheshta rupena tam ganam binnam samyojayamasa suptam karma prabodayan. Saha bhagavan, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, cheshta rupena anupravishtaha, entering by his kriya shakti, tam suptam karma prabodayan, he awakened the dormant karmas of the jivas. This actually happened before. So now he is going little bit back and forth. Even though he has already described the Karana Srishti, he is again sort of recapping the Karana Srishti. He says that how the Supreme Lord awakened the dormant karma of the jivas. And Samyojayamasa Bhinnam Ganam, he combined the elements together. Again, as I mentioned, you just remember the sequence that was mentioned in the second canto. That is the right sequence. Srila Prabhupada here mentions in the purport, I am paraphrasing, every conditioned soul is unconscious at the stage of dissolution. He is put to sleep. Because without his subtle body and gross body, it's very distressful for that living entity to... Because we know that ghosts, they don't have gross body and they find it very distressful. Then if the subtle body, because the subtle body in itself can give some kind of enjoyment. But when the subtle body is also gone, the living entity with all these desires to enjoy separately from Krishna has absolutely no facility. So his forced self-realization is the most distressful part. So he is put to sleep. He is given anesthesia. Go to sleep. We'll wake you up when we will give you the facility again, like that. So Srila Prabhupada, that's what he's mentioning here. Every conditioned soul is unconscious at the stage of dissolution. Such jivas, after creation, act according to their past unfinished desires. So yesterday, the same discussion came up. So here Prabhupada is addressing the same thing. But after the dissolution of a particular body, the jiva forgets everything. But the Lord, as the super soul, awakens him and reminds him of his past desires. So the access to the past desires is given back again, or past impressions is given back again to the living entities by the Supreme Lord. That is how, as soon as a calf is born, he knows exactly where to run to. He runs to his mother only. His mother's udder he runs. Similarly, a child. So, these Krishna immediately, through the agency of Asmita, gives the relevant remembrances back to the jiva. Gives him access to his past impressions. So therefore, it is a joint effort, not a joint effort, it's the through the agency of Paramatma, he gives the living entity access to his past impressions. So it's not wrong to say that a calf runs to his mother's udder because of his past impressions. And sometimes it is mentioned that the calf exactly knows he has to run to his mother's udder because of the influence of the Paramatma. Both are right, because Paramatma reminds the calf through his, by giving him access to his past impressions. That's what Prabhupada is explaining here. This unseen guidance is called fate, and this continues his material bondage in the three modes. Prabuddha karma daivena trayovimshatiko ganah prerito janayat swabir matrabir adipurusham. These 23 elements awakening to action by the Kriya Shakti, being stimulated by the Lord, produce the universal form by their portions. So now they have been combined together, they have formed a golden egg, which is also called a fetal form of the universe. It's in the form of a fetus. Hmm? Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Virat Roop or Vishwaroop, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, which is very much appreciated by the impersonalist, is not an eternal form of the Lord. It is manifested by the supreme will of the Lord after the ingredients of the material creation. Lord Krishna, again Prabhupada is quoting Bhagavad Gita here, exhibited this Virat or Vishwaroop to Arjuna just to convince the impersonalist that he is Krishna, is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna exhibited the Virat Roop. It is not that Krishna was exhibited by the Virat Roop. The Virat Roop is not therefore an eternal form of the Lord exhibited in the spiritual sky. It is a material manifestation of the Lord. So like this, if you see throughout Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, there is constant, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes Bhagavatam, and in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita about Krishna's experience, Arjuna's experience of the Virat Roop. Sort of indicating that both are the same. The Archa Vigraha of the worship, or the worship of the worshipable deity in the temple, is a similar manifestation of the Lord for the neophytes. But in spite of their material touch, such forms of the Lord as Virat and Archa are non-different from his eternal form as Lord Krishna. In one sense, they are non-different also. Yeah. Yeah.
And later it should be distributed on Paramatma.
Yeah.
So here when Prabhupada is mentioning that the impersonalists, they meditate on the
Virat Roopa. So how to understand both, like
here impersonalist actually refers to the yogis only. It refers to the yogis only.
There it was mentioned that those who cannot appreciate God, they should see God in nature and then identify. So that is like not impersonalist, like they are like aborigines.
See, here Prabhupada uses the word impersonalist in many different contexts. Sometimes he refers to Mayavadis, sometimes he refers to Brahmavadis also as impersonalists. Sometimes, like for example, those who have the impersonal Brahma Jyoti as their destination, even though they may accept the personal form of the Lord, sometimes Prabhupada addresses them also as impersonalists. Sometimes those who do not have a personal conception of the God, who are convinced of the impersonal conception of the God, like Mayavadis, in some other context Prabhupada addresses them also as impersonalists. Here Prabhupada is using the word impersonalist to indicate that those at least in the initial stage who cannot perfectly appreciate the personal form and pastimes, he is addressing them as impersonalists here. And the yogis also to some extent fall in that category. As second canto mentions that in that verse which says that but for those who cannot develop a sense of devotion to the Paramatma form of the Lord within the heart because of their lingering material desires which they want to fulfill, he says for them they have to meditate on this Virat form of the Lord. That's how it's mentioned. So impersonalists are of different kinds. Here the word impersonalists, as Prabhupada is using in this context, indicate those who are not ready to appreciate the personal form and pastimes of the Lord in that sense. So in many different sense Prabhupada uses the same word, and contextually it needs to be understood.
Parena vishata swasmin matraya vishvasriganah chukshobanyonyamasadya yasmin lokascharacharah.
The elements for creating the universe combined together by the Lord who had entered by his portion. See, again it is, as I mentioned, there is a jumbling of order here. First, the cohesive energy is sent and the elements are bound, it forms a fetal form. After that only the Lord enters, after 1,000 years. But more or less, because it's a summary presentation, the chronology is little bit jumbled. And this is clarified by the Acharyas. The elements for creating the universe combined together by the Lord who had entered by his portion formed a fetus in which all the planets and the living entities exist. They are already there. The elements that are needed to form the 14 planetary systems and the living entities have already been impregnated into Pradhan by Karanodaka Sai Vishnu before only. Okay. Hiranmayasya Purusha Sahasra Parivatsaran Andakosha Uvasapsu Sarva Sattvopa Brahmitaha. This golden universal form containing all the resting jivas remained in the waters within the universe for 1,000 years. Karanodaka ocean floated for 1,000 years. Karanodaka ocean. 1,000 years. So the universe outside is Karanodaka, inside is Garbhodaka. Like that. Yeah, but he is also unlimited.
Please, it is still inactive, although Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu has entered for 1,000 years.
No, after 1,000 years, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu enters. It's inactive, and then Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu enters, lies down in Garbhodaka ocean, and then activates the whole. No mention. Yeah, it's not mentioned. Nowhere. Why 1,000 years? Why only 1,000 years? Why not less, more? No, Brahma has not yet been created. Correct, but specifically 1,000 years is mentioned in more than one place. Yeah, unless it is specifically indicated, it indicates 1,000 human years only. Yeah, it's a very insignificant time actually. But why exactly, it's not really mentioned. Yeah. But still, because it's significant 1,000 years, that's why it is mentioned. So, okay. So now, Savai Vishwasrijam Garbo Deva Karmatma Shaktiman Vivabhajatman Atmanam Ekada Dashadatrida. Savai Vishwasrijam Garbha, this fetal form of the universe, Deva Karmatma Shaktiman, endowed with Jiva Shakti, Prana Shakti and Atma Shakti. What these are, we will see. Atmanam Vibhavaja, it divided itself into Ekada, Dashada, Trida. Ekada, there is one Jiva Shakti. All living entities put together are considered as one Shakti. Dashada, there are 10 kinds of pranas, 5 primary pranas and 5 secondary pranas. And Trida, there is 3 Atma Shaktis, Adhyatma, Adibhuta, Adibhuta and Adidaiva. So all of this, one Jiva Shakti is there, Dashavida Prana is there in the form of Sutra, and then there is the Adhyatma, Adibhuta and Adidaiva. As we saw in the 2.10 yesterday, same description we are going to see, and I will go through it fast. Same thing, exactly same thing that we are going to see here. So here the Prabhupada speaks about these 3 Shaktis, Jiva Shakti, Prana Shakti and Atma Shakti. Prabhupada says, consciousness is a sign of the living entity or the soul. The existence of the soul is manifest in the form of consciousness called Jnana Shakti. The total consciousness is that of the gigantic Virat Roop, and the same consciousness is exhibited in individual persons. Second, he talks about Prana Shakti. The activity of consciousness is performed through the life air, which is of 10 divisions. The airs of life are called Prana, Apana, Udana, Vyana and Samana. And are also differently qualified as Naga, Kurma, Krikara, Devadatta and Dhananjaya. They assist in other minor bodily functions like yawning, opening and closing of our eyelids and so on. Belching. All of that is controlled by the secondary airs. The consciousness of the soul becomes polluted by the material atmosphere, and thus various activities are exhibited in the false ego of bodily identification. Finally, he speaks about Atma Shakti. He says Atma Shakti is this Adhyatmik, Adibhautik and Adidaivik Purushas, like that. Yesha hyasayesha sattvanam atmam sha paramatmanah adyovataro yatrasau bhutagramo vibhavyate. Yesha hi atma ashesha sattvanam. Yesha hi atma. This form of the soul of unlimited beings. This form is the soul of the unlimited beings. Paramatmanah amshah. It is the jiva in relation to the Paramatma, the Hiranyagarbha. Just like in individual body, we have individual soul is the soul. Shirodaka Sai Vishnu is the Paramatma. In the universal form, Hiranyagarbha is the soul, and Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is the Paramatma. And for the whole material manifestation consisting of unlimited universes, Mahavishnu is the Paramatma, like that. Soul is all the souls constituting all those unlimited universes is like the soul. Even though it's not mentioned, but one could conclude in that way. It is the jiva in relation to Paramatma. It is seen as the original avatara. So, universal form is called the Adhyaha avatara. Because only after the universal form manifests, can the other avataras manifest in that particular universe. Therefore, it's called Adhyaha avatara. Asau yatra bhutagramaha vibhavyate. Within this form, all the living beings appear. Okay. Sadhyatma sadhi daivascha sadhi bhuta iti trida virat prano dashavida ekada hridayena cha. Trida, the three atma shaktis are adhyatma, adideva and adibhuta. And the 10, ekada, dashada, trida, we saw, right? So, ekada hridayena cha. One jiva shakti with unbroken consciousness. And dashada is dashavida prana. And trida is adideva, adibhuta and adhyatma. So here Prabhupada talks about these 10 types of air, what exactly they do. The 10 kinds of airs are described as follows. The main air passing through the nose in breathing is called prana. The air which passes through the rectum as evacuated bodily air is called apana. The air which adjusts the foodstuffs within the stomach and which sometimes sounds as belching is called samana. The air which passes through the throat and the stoppage of which constitutes suffocation is called udana. And the air and the total air which circulates throughout the entire body is called vyana. Vyana means that which is everywhere or spread over. Subtler than these five airs, there are others also. That which facilitates the opening of the eyes, mouth, etc. is called naga. The air which helps in which increases appetite is called krikara. The air which helps contraction is called kurma. Kurmonganiva sarvashah. Maybe that's the reason. The air which helps relaxation by opening the mouth wide, yawning, is called Devadatta. And the air which helps sustenance is called Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya, yeah. Okay. Smaran Vishvasrijam Isho Vigyapitam Adokshajah Virajam Atapatsvena Tejasesham Vivrittaye. Now again you see the jumbling of sequence. Here, Ishaha Adokshajah, the Supreme Lord Adokshaja, who is Karanodagasai Vishnu, Smaran Vishvasrijam Vigyapitam, remembering the prayers offered by the personified elements, that remembrance happened before only. Because of that remembrance only, he sends his Bibrat Shakti, binds and all that was already described now. Now again he is remembering. Virajam Atapat, he decided to create the universal form. Svena Tejasa, by his own Chit Shakti. Esham Vivrittaye, so that the elements can perform their duties. So, the remembrance of those prayers offered by the personified elements is the cause that he initiates this whole process of creation. Yeah.
End of the fifth chapter, it was said that Lord...
Second canto, third canto, fifth chapter. Yeah, yeah.
That Lord remembered his Maya Shakti to create this universe.
Yeah. Here, the word Chit Shakti should indicate Maya Shakti only, who is an expansion of Chit Shakti. In that sense only we should understand. This is Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. Because the prayers were offered to Karanodaka Sai Vishnu only.
And he said to create the universal form.
Karanodaka Sai Vishnu only decided to create the universal form, and his expansion finally entered and executes it. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, when any material object displays development, it must be understood that there is a spirit soul within the manifestation. Without spirit soul, development doesn't happen. The gigantic universe has developed gradually, just as the body of a child develops. The conception of the transcendence enters within the universe. The conception that the transcendence enters within the universe is therefore logical. That's why the embryo is now going to expand now. Like that. Later Prabhupada says, one cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord by mental speculation. Atas Sri Krishna Nama Adina Bhaved Grahyam Indriyehi. The mundane PhDs are completely unable to speculate on the Supreme with their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. So starting from this purport onwards, Prabhupada will constantly keep poking the froggish philosophers and scientists. The title PhD can also be interpreted as plow department, a title meant for the tillers in the paddy field. The attempt of the tillers in the paddy field to understand the cosmic manifestation and the cause behind such wonderful work can be compared to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in his transcendental loving service. The demigods controlling the elements and ingredients of universal affairs prayed to the Lord for guidance, and thus he manifested his gigantic form as he did at the request of Arjuna. So now, yeah. Yeah. Vishnu. Krishna.
They don't come in the category of these devas who are...
No. Yeah, three types of creation are mentioned. Broadly you can say two types. The Prakrita Sarga and Vaikrita Sarga. Sarga and Visarga. Sarga is creation of Mahavishnu. And Visarga is creation by Brahmaji and the Prajapatis. These devatas come in the category of Sarga. Directly by... That's why they are called Vishnu Hukala. Like that. Jiva only, but their bodies are created by Mahavishnu. Yeah. Yeah, not by Brahmaji. There, because the elements are there, Mahatattva is there, Pradhan is there, and these are the these are the predominating deities of all those elements.
It's also mentioned that Brahma. Hmm. Shambhu manifests.
Yeah.
And from this Brahma, Brahma which come out, you know, in each of the Brahmanda, they get their creative impetus to go
to the Brahma. No, I am not getting your...
Then, these young devas, even from the right hand left side, these devas, Adi devas, even Brahma also, and Shiva also,
yeah. So these Adi Devas who manifest,
yeah,
even Brahma and Shiva also manifest, and this Brahma is like one Brahma who is there, and unlimited Brahmas who appear in all the universes.
No, each universe has the separate set of devatas who are there to take care of the universal manifestation of that particular universe. It's not that one set creates and then their expansions.
No. I'm also not saying like that. Hmm. That those sets, you know, are the expansions down. No, they are all who are pious living beings who get
And so each universe, there is one Brahma.
Yeah. But the Brahma who is there in each of the universes,
yeah,
his creative impetus for creation within the universe comes from this Brahma who is there, created by, you know, Vishnu.
I have not read like that.
It's there in Brahma Samhita like that.
Achha.
It's there in Brahma Samhita.
Okay, I need to refer because quite possible, I don't know. But I don't remember reading it that way. Quite possible, but it's not mentioned that way, at least. I don't remember reading it that way. We can go over it. Material bodies, but created by Vishnu. Yeah. 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 Okay. Atattasya vitaptasya katidhayatananiha nirabhidyanta devanam tani me gadatashrunu. In this universal form which had appeared, places arose for the various devatas. Places means the adibhuta. The gross tongue, gross eyes, Talu, Akshini, Nasika, Karna, and Charma. These are all the gross, then organs, and then the Devata and the subtle organ manifest, and then the Tanmatras. Same thing we are going to see now. Tasyagnirasyam nirbinnam lokapalo vishatpadam vachasvamshena vaktavyam yayasau pratipadyate. When the mouth became differentiated, Agni, the presiding deity, entered that place. Agni is the presiding deity of speech. Of course, before that, the Talu is manifested. That is not explicitly given here. It's understood. Along with the gross sense organ of voice, and it, which is its portion, by which the universal form could utter words. Same thing that we saw yesterday. It's second canto, 10th chapter. Just that there, additionally, the desire was mentioned. Here, desire is not there, but rest of the sequence is same.
Here, these Adi Devas, second kind of substratum, it was within the universe. Garbhodaksha and Vishnu, Virat Purusha is mentioned, and there they are also the Vrindavan. But here it is at Mahavishnu level, the universal form.
Mahavishnu creates, in my understanding, Mahavishnu creates these individual devatas for each of the universes. So, when he impregnates individual universes with the living entities, at that time, in my understanding, some of those living entities are actually the these demigods in charge of these elemental devatas, and they are given appropriate bodies to execute their functions. That's my understanding. Okay. Nirbinnam talu varuno lokapalo vishad harehe jihvayam shena charasam yayaso pratipadyate. So when the palate is the gross organ of that form, became differentiated, then Varuna, now it's talking about the Gyanendriya, that which is used for tasting. Initially it was Karmendriya, speech. When the palate first became manifest, then Varuna along with Jihva, they manifested, then Rasam, taste manifested. Nirbinne Ashvina Unase Vishnor Avishatam Padam Grane Namshena Gandasya Pratipattir Yato Bhavet. Then the Nasika manifested, then Varuna along with the Grana, they manifested. And sorry, Ashwini Kumaras, not Varuna, sorry. They manifested. Nirbhinne akshini tvashta lokapalo vishadviboho chakshushamshena rupanam pratipattir yato bhavet. Then akshini manifested, then Suryadev along with chakshu manifested, then form manifested. Nirbhinnanyasya charmani lokapalo nilo vishat pranenamshena samsparsham yenaso pratipadyate. Then the gross skin manifested, then vayu along with twacha manifested, then the sense of touch manifested. Karnavasya vinirbinnau dishnyam svam vivishurdishah shrotrenam shena shabdasya siddhim yena prapadyate. Then gross ears manifested, then digdevatas along with shrotra, they manifested, then sound manifested. Tvacham asya vinirbinnam vivishurdishnyam oshadihi amshena roma birkandum yairasau pratipadyate. As his skin has two, gross skin has two subtle organs. One is the epidermis, probably, I don't know. And the other is hair, roma, subtle hair, not the one that we see here. So this roma is said to be that organ which helps neutralize itching. That is the function. Sense of touch is experienced by one subtle organ, which is called twacha, and the sense of itching is experienced by roma. Like that, skin has two subtle organs, like that. And the sense devata for the sense of itching is oshadi, plants, personified plants, like that. Medram tasya vinirbinnam swadishnyam ka upavishat retasamshena yenasau anandam pratipadyate. When the gross sex organ of the universal form became differentiated, the presiding deity Prajapati along with the subtle organ retasa, that which emits the semen, that manifested. Then the sense object of anandam, sexual bliss, that manifested. బుధం పుంసో వినిర్భిన్నం మిత్రో లోకేశ ఆవిశత్ పాయునాం శేన ఏనాసౌ విసర్గం ప్రతిపద్యతే. బ్రహ్మాజీ క్రియేటెడ్ సో బ్రహ్మాజీ ఇస్ ది దేవత రైట్ ప్రజాపతి ఇస్ సమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ సమ్ టైమ్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ దట్ మిత్ర అండ్ వరుణ ఆర్ మెన్షన్ సమ్టైమ్స్ సమ్టైమ్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ మిత్ర అండ్ యమ దిస్ ఇస్ ఫర్ రెక్టమ్ రెక్టమ్ ది సెకండరీ అడిషనల్ దేవత ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ సో హియర్ ప్రాబ్లీ ప్రజాపతి రెఫర్స్ టు బ్రహ్మాజీ ఓన్లీ ఆర్ తక్ష I don't need it. What does Brahma only it's given. So kaha is Brahma only. As in Keshava, kaha Ishava. Kaha is Brahma, Isha is Lord Shiva, Va is the controller of both. So Keshava is Lord Vishnu is the controller of Brahma and Lord Shiva. So kaha refers to Brahmaji. And he is also the original Prajapati. Okay, when the gross awareness of the universal form became differentiated, the presiding deity Mitra along with the subtle sense organ entered. By that, Visargam, the excretory function is accomplished. హస్తావస్య వినిర్భిన్నా ఇంద్రస్వర్పతిరావిశత్ వార్తయాంశేన పురుషో యయా వృత్తిం ప్రపద్యతే. దెన్ ది గ్రాస్ హ్యాండ్స్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ దెన్ ది ఇంద్ర అలాంగ్ విత్ ది ఎబిలిటీ టు లిఫ్ట్ దట్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ దెన్ వృత్తి ఆర్ ద మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ లైవ్లీహుడ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్. పాదావస్య వినిర్భిన్నౌ లోకేశో విష్ణురావిశత్ గత్యా స్వాంశేన పురుషో యయా ప్రాప్యం ప్రపద్యతే. దెన్ ద గ్రాస్ ఫీట్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ దెన్ ద ఎబిలిటీ టు క్యారీ ద పర్సన్ ద సటిల్ ఫీట్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఉపేంద్ర. దెన్ యయా ప్రాప్యం ప్రపద్యతే బై దిస్ అటైనింగ్ ద డెస్టినేషన్ that is the purpose of the feet sense organ sorry tanmatra that manifested. Buddhim chasya vinirbinnam vagi shodishnyam avishat bodhenam shena bodhavyam pratipattiryato bhavet. Then when the heart manifested then that section of the heart in which intelligence the subtle organ of intelligence resides intelligence manifested along with Brahmaji who is the controller of intelligence and by intelligence bodhavyam pratipattihi bhavet understanding which is the function of intelligence that manifested there after that. Yeah,
this feet manifested so feet help us to carry just one other.
For human beings, feet they'll use for walking, but in case of birds, that same feet will get transformed into maybe wings or like that. Okay. So then yogis they travel but to one place to another without feet, so then that organ will also get manifested in that form. How to understand?
Yeah, certain things manifest by one's yogic powers. These are like the basic things that are needed for normal human beings and other species to function. Lot more things get manifested by practice of yoga also. Many kinds of siddhis, ashta siddhi, manifest by practice of yoga. And these are nothing actually, there are you know, ability to expand oneself into so many forms. These are like things which, what is, you know, 9 different bodies as Kardam Muni expanded himself. So those are all achieved by, lot more things are achieved by siddhis, by practice of yoga.
But it will come by manipulation of these things only. Yes. Manipulation of these basic organs only.
Basic things only, yeah, yeah.
Basic thing is given by Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hridayam jasya nirbinnam chandrama dishyama vishat manasamshena yenasau vikriyam pratipadyate. When the section of the heart for mind became differentiated, then the presiding deity moon manifested along with mind. Then by the mind, vikriyam pratipadyate, mental actions appeared. Atmanam chasya nirbinnam abhimano vishat padam karmanam shena yenasau kartavyam pratipadyate. Then when the third section of the heart which houses ahankar that manifested, then the presiding deity Rudra along with the ahankar manifested, and by this identifying oneself became manifested.
These are capacities. It's coming to jivas now.
To the jivas. That's how. That's what is symbolically explained here.
Actually, there is no such virat where he is getting hands and legs.
This is a symbolic way of indicating that the living entities receive these things. They are bestowed to the living entities for their functioning in this material universe. That's what it means. Yeah, yeah.
So Brahma is creating now?
This is not... See, Brahmaji eventually does, but then ultimately the point mentioned here is whether some devatas are directly created by Vishnu, some are created by Brahmaji, some are created by the Prajapatis who come after Brahmaji, Manus. The point is, every living entity is awarded his gross and subtle organs by which he can function in this material universe. That's the point that is being indicated here in this description of universal form. See, Rudra is eternal, but during creation such kind of pastimes are there to indicate, just like Krishna is there, his form is eternal, still once during the day of Brahma he appears from Devaki. Similarly, Lord Shiva is also eternal, there are pastimes of how Lord Shiva appears from the between the eyebrows of Brahmaji. Such descriptions are there. But that's how it should be understood. Lord Shiva is eternal, but still there are pastimes of how he appears. And similarly with Bhagavatam also. Bhagavatam is also eternal, but still there are episodes and pastimes indicating how Bhagavatam was spoken at a particular time, compiled at a particular time. All of that is there, but that's how it should be understood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are expansions of the original. Yeah, and they are, I think, Jiva Tattvas only. If I remember right, I have to verify and tell you. Some aspects of the Rudra in this material universe are Jiva Tattvas. And that Rudra, who is the one personality engaged in destruction of that universe, he is, Laghu Bhagavatamrita says, he is Ishvara Tattva only, but not Vishnu Tattva. Shiram Yata Dadivikara Vishesha Yogat. He is Shambhu Tattva. Sometimes it is mentioned that a Jivatma also does that role. Sometimes in some universes. Under what circumstances it is not clearly mentioned, but sometimes that is performed by a Jivatma also.
So the Rudra mentioned here is not Sadashiva, right?
No. This must be some expansion of Sadashiva, that's my understanding. We should refer to Laghu Bhagavatamrita, it must be given in a little more detail. I don't exactly recollect referring to this exactly. But there are different kinds of Rudras that is mentioned in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. One is the actual Sadashiva is actually Ishvara Tattva, though not Vishnu Tattva. And then some of his expansions in the material world are actually Jiva Tattvas for performing certain functions. So whether this Shiva who is created, whether he is exactly a Jiva Tattva, I am not able to recollect what I read. But I can refer and let you know. Okay. Sattvam chasya vinirbinnam mahan deshyam upa. Purport it's mentioned. Yeah, 25th purport Prabhupada says, the false ego of materialistic identity is controlled by the demigod Rudra, an incarnation of Lord Shiva. Rudra is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord who controls the mode of ignorance within this material nature. The activities of false ego are based on the objective of body and mind. Most persons conducted by the false ego are controlled by Lord Shiva. Like that. So it's an incarnation, but still it's not still clear whether it is Vishnu Tattva or Jiva Tattva. It's not clearly mentioned. That if I get any reference, I'll let you know. Sattvam chasya vinirbinnam mahandishnyam upavishat chitte namshena yenasau vijnanam pratipadyate. When the location of the heart of Chitta became manifested, then the presiding deity Vishnu along with his portion Chitta manifested there. Yena asau vijnanam pratipadyate. By Chitta consciousness appeared. This is the function of Chitta. Awareness. Okay. Now, creation of the various planets, living entities and varnas from the Virat Roop, that is going to be discussed. Shirshnos, this description is similar to second canto, first chapter, and also sixth chapter, these things are described. Fifth chapter, Virat Roop description, exact same description we are going to see now. Shirshnos yadav. Shirshnosya daurdara padyam kamna bir udapadyata gunanam vrittayo yeshu pratiyante suradayaha. From the head of the universal form appeared Swarga, from his feet appeared the earth, from his navel area appeared the bhuvar region. In these places one sees devatas and other beings who are transformation of the gunas. Which means different kinds of living entities populate different planetary systems. Atyantikena satvena divam deva prapedire dharam rajasvabhavena panayo ye chatan anu. Atyantikena satvena divam devaha prapedire. By predominance of sattva, the devatas achieved swarga. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha. Mankind achieved earth by rajas. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. Along with beings useful for supporting their life. Other animals. Tartiyena swabhavena bhagavan nabhimashritaha ubayorantaram vyoma ye rudra parshadam ganaha. By the nature of tamas, those who are followers of Rudra attain the bhuvar loka. Bhutas, pishachas, they also have, many times I have read that they remain in the bhuvar loka, which is considered to be the navel region of the universal form, between Swarga and Earth. This will be described in little more detail in the fifth canto. What exactly is the Bhuvar Loka? Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport, this middle portion of the sky is called Bhuvar Loka as confirmed by both Srila Vishnachakadi Thakur and Srila Jaya Goswami. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that those who develop in the mode of passion are situated in the middle region. Those who are situated in the mode of goodness are promoted to the region of demigods, and those who are situated in the mode of passion are placed in human society, and those who are situated in the mode of ignorance are placed in the society of animals or ghosts. There are no contradictions in these conclusions. Yeah. Mukato vartata brahma purushasya kurudvaha yastunmukatvad varnanam mukyo bhut brahmano guruhu. From the mouth of the universal form, the Vedas appeared. The Brahmanas, who are the chief amongst the castes and the gurus of the castes, because they are favorable towards the Vedas, also appeared from the mouth of the universal form. The four Vedas and the Brahmanas appeared from the Brahmanasya mukam asid. Bahubhyo vartata kshatram kshatriyastad anuvratah yojatastrayate varnan paurushak kantak kshatat. From the arms of the universal form appeared the function of protection, and the brave kshatriyas who act according to that principle of protection, they appeared from arms of the universal form. Visho vartanta tasyor vor loka vritti karir viboho vaishyastadudbhavo vartam rinam yas samavartayat. From the thighs of the universal form appeared occupations such as farming, which gives sustenance to people, and also the vaishyas who practice that, manifested from the thighs of the universal form. Padbhyam bhagavato jagnye shushrusha dharma siddhaye tasyam jata pura shudro yadvritya tushyate harihi. This is interesting. Bhagavatah padbhyam, from the feet of the universal form, jagnye shushrusha appeared the nature of service. Dharma siddhaye, for accomplishing the perfection of varnashram. Tasyam jataha pura shudra, and the shudras also appeared from the feet. Yad vritya, by this attitude of service, tushyate harihi, the Supreme Lord is pleased. It is mentioned, service, sushrusha, for perfecting varnashram appeared from his feet. Without that service, the system cannot function properly. Though service is the nature of shudras, it applies to all varnas, which means doing the needful, that attitude is needed for all the varnas. It is not just a shudra's role. Thus it is stated here that this attitude is for the perfection of all varnas and ashramas. So this attitude is there in all varnas and ashramas, and shudras have only that. So this is like, you know, the dasyaras. The dasyaras is there in all the higher rasas. It's there in vatsalya, it's there in sakya, it's there in madhurya. It's the basic rasa. So this Sushrusha is there in all Varnas for the perfection of that Varnashram. Varnashrama Siddhaye, for the Siddhi. But apart from that, the Brahmanas have the inclination for Patan Patan Yajanyajan Dana Pratigraha, along with that mood of Sushrusha. And the Kshatriyas have the Shauryam Tejo Dhritir Daksham Yuddhe Chapya Palayanam, all those kinds of qualities and inclinations they have along with Shushrusha. And the Vaishyas, Krishi Goraksha Vanidyam, such inclinations they have along with Shushrusha. And the Shudras have Paricharyayatmakam Karma, is actually Shushrusha only. Paricharyayatmakam Karma is assistance. Only that. Tvat Britya Britya Paricharaka Britya 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 Iti Mam Smara Lokanath. So therefore it's not just a thing that is possessed only by the Shudras, but Varnashrama Siddhe, for all Varnashramas to achieve their perfection, this mood is needed. Everybody is supposed to do bhakti in Varnashram. If someone is not performing bhakti, he is not considered within Varnashram. So, because the pivot of Varnashram is Vishnu bhakti, it could be mixed, it need not be pure. But worship of Vishnu is pivotal to Varnashram, that's the center of Varnashram. If Vishnu bhakti is, if worship of Vishnu is not there, then that's not Varnashram. So therefore traditionally, in the traditional Vedic system, was every human being a part of Varnashram? No, not necessarily. There were Antyajas who were outside Varnashram also. Anyone who does not have this Sushrusha attitude outside Varnashram, anyone who does not worship Vishnu is outside Varnashram. Anyone who is, you can say, does not exactly fit in these four Varnas, which means basically, you know, they are called, there are various classes of Antyajas. Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumba, Yavanaha, Kasadaya, Chandalas, all of them are like different kinds of Antyajas. And Srila Vishnu Jagadagur mentions that they are born of different kinds of Pratiloma marriage. Marriage or union, without marriage also. Different kinds of Pratiloma union leads to these different classes like that. So here Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport, service is the real constitutional position of the jiva. Therefore service attitude is very vital. The jnanis engage in speculation about the nature of the soul, but they do not engage in service. Therefore it is just a waste of time. And then Prabhupada in the purport compares about material service and devotional service. He says, it is clearly said here that the principle of service was generated from the legs of the Lord for the sake of perfecting religious processes. But this transcendental service is different from the idea of service in the material world. In the material world, no one wants to be a servant. Everyone wants to become the master, because false mastership is the basic disease of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul in the material world wants to lord it over others. Illusioned by the external energy of the Lord, he is forced to become like we saw yesterday, or day before yesterday, that because of this desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, that's why you know, the five kinds of ignorance covers the jiva. And in Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the jiva comes with no recorded history of how exactly he developed this desire. There is no recorded history. One cannot. How is it that like we were discussing the other day from Bhakti Aloka, how exactly the pure jiva developed this desire to enjoy separately from Krishna? That's something which can be realized only at the stage of self-realization, he explains. The conditioned soul in the material world wants to lord it over others. Illusioned by the external energy of the Lord, he is forced to become a servant of the material world. That is the real position of the conditioned soul. The last snare of the illusory external energy is the conception of becoming one with the Lord, and due to this conception, the illusioned soul remains in the bondage of material energy, falsely thinking himself a liberated soul and as good as Narayan. Then Prabhupada says, it is actually better to be a Shudra than to be a Brahmana and not develop the service attitude, because that attitude alone satisfies the Lord. So a Brahmana with no service attitude is outside Varnashram. Every living being, even if he be a Brahmana by qualification, must take to the transcendental service of the Lord. Later it is mentioned, a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra can perfect his occupational duties only by rendering service to the Lord. It is mentioned in the 11th canto. Mukabahuru padebhya purushasya ashramaihi saha chatvaro jagnire varna gunair vipradaya pratak yayesham purusham sakshat atma prabhavam ishwaram na bhajanti avajananti sthanat brashtat patanti adaha. Krishna tells, sorry, this is the Navayogendras while instructing Nimi Maharaj, they say that the four ashramas and four varanas are part of the various limbs of the universal form Lord Vishnu. So therefore, just as the limbs are meant to serve the whole, therefore they also, the four varanas and four ashramas, they are meant to serve the Supreme Lord Vishnu by the path of bhakti. But if they don't do that, sthanat brashtat patantyadaha, they fall from their position of varna and ashrama and they exit the varnashram system. Like that it is mentioned.
Okay,
so now coming to the last section of this chapter, Maitreya is going to glorify this process of hearing, which is a common theme that again and again appears in throughout Bhagavatam. Ete varnaha swadharmena yajanti swagurum harim shraddayatma vishuddhyartam yajjata sahavrittibihi. All these varanas who appeared along with their occupations from this universal form faithfully worship the Lord as their guru, swagurum harim, swadharmena, by performing their swadharma, vishuddhyartam, for the purpose of purification. Okay, so therefore we were discussing, I think the last time I came I discussed, there is something called varnashram duties and varnashram system. These two are slightly different things. The varnashram system, you can imagine it to be like a disc, the varnashram disc. We discussed this last time, right? So at the pivot, the center of that disc is Vishnu, and it is made of concentric circles. The centermost circle of that varnashram disc are pure devotees. They only worship Vishnu through Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Bada Sevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Purely because their faith is completely convinced of Krishna Bhakti કૈલે સર્વ કર્મ કૃત હોય. શ્રદ્ધા શબ્દે વિશ્વાસ કહે સુદૃઢ નિષ્ઠય નિશ્ચય. કૃષ્ણ ભક્તિ કહેલે સર્વ કર્મ કૃત હોય. દે આર કન્વિન્સ દેટ જસ્ટ બાય પરફોર્મિંગ વિષ્ણુ ભક્તિ ઓર કૃષ્ણ ભક્તિ એવરીથિંગ ઇઝ અકમ્પ્લિશ. નેક્સ્ટ રિંગ આર ધી પ્રાધાનીભૂત ભક્તસ, દોઝ હુઝ પ્રેક્ટિસ ઇઝ પ્રિડોમિનેન્ટલી ભક્તિ, બટ દે ઓલ્સો ફીલ that apart from bhakti to please the Lord, they are convinced of pleasing the Lord, but they think that apart from bhakti we should also perform some varnashram. They become karma mishra bhaktas, gyana they become gyana mishra bhaktas, yoga they become yoga mishra bhaktas. They are the middle ring. Then the peripheral ring, the last ring, contains gunibhuta bhaktas, karma yogis, jnana yogis, ashtanga yogis. They are predominantly practitioners of varnashram, jnana and yoga. Bhakti is secondary, bhakti mishra yoga, bhakti mishra karma and bhakti mishra jnana. In them, when the element of bhakti becomes more and more, they start moving from the periphery towards the center. At the center, when they come to the centermost ring, they are practicing pure devotional service. So this is the varnashram disc. This varnashram system, establishment of this varnashram system is what Prabhupada talks about. We have to establish varnashram, means depending on whatever may be your inclination, encourage people to worship Vishnu. Worship Vishnu and eventually get on the disc and start moving towards the center of the disc. That is the purpose. Having said that, there is something called varnashram duties. That is slightly different. So, not everyone in the varnashram disc is expected to perform varnashram duties. That is meant for the middle and peripheral ring. They have to perform because their shraddha, according to their shraddha, they feel that only bhakti is not sufficient to please the Lord. They feel a need for performing some varnashram duties also. So varnashram duties is for them. But in this varnashram disc, those in the middlemost disc need not necessarily perform varnashram duties. This we saw in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Pure devotees. But even within that, there are some sections of society who may have pure devotional faith but still expected to perform varnashram duties. In that category are the householders. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhaktialoka and also Jaiva Dharma, he describes that grihasthas need to perform varnashram duties. Ideally, in a society where varnashram system is already prevalent, present. Why? Can someone guess? Why only grihasthas need to perform varnashram duties? Exactly. To set the right example. That's what he says. Because faith is individual. The seed of pure devotion is not, there is no one seed sown per family. There is one seed per individual only. One individual may get, his other family members may not get. Husband may get, wife need not get. Wife may get, husband need not get. Husband and wife may get, children may not get. Husband, wife and children may accept, the extended family may not accept. So therefore, if these people, they stop their varnashram duties because they have received the seed of pure devotion, the other people seeing them may give up varnashram duties, thinking that they also need not practice. So what happens is that varnashram along with bhakti is the source of purification for these other people who have not yet received the pure devotional faith. So they become bereft of a means of purification. And pure devotional seed will take its own time to manifest. So till then, there needs to be some kind of purification happening. So therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that grihasthas should accept those limbs of varnashram which are not against the principles of bhakti and practice it in a detached way, not thinking that they need it for their own progress, but understanding that, you know, if we don't practice, other people will become adharmic. For that purpose they practice varnashram. That's what is the explanation. Okay. Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim astito janakadayah lokasangraham evapi sampashyan kartumarhasi. So there it is mentioned, Arjuna asks Krishna, you are telling as a kshatriya I should perform my duty, but the history says that not this Janaka is not the Janaka of, you know, the people in that Mithila dynasty were all called Janakas. And one such Janaka was the father of Mother Sita. So one such Janaka, it is mentioned that he gave up his prescribed duty of fighting. So there Krishna says, Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim astito janakadayah. This he says that, Krishna tells Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, try to understand that this Janaka whom you are talking about, who gave up his prescribed duty of fighting, he developed that qualification to give up that prescribed duty only by properly following his prescribed duty. You are stating that he gave up, but how did he develop the qualification to give up? Because he perfectly followed his varnashram, purified his heart. When the heart was sufficiently purified, then he gave up. Then he says, if you think your heart is purified, still lokasangraham evapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. To set the right example, you fight. Because the next generation is not ready. So once that is ready, then you can give up, provided your heart is purified. Like that he says. Yeah.
So ultimately they need to help others to come onto the varnashram disc and proceed to the center.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So to help others to come closer to Krishna, they need not tell them, okay, now you little bit practice demigod worship also and little bit you practice Krishna also. They should not show such kind of advertisement, isn't it?
No, in varnashram there is no demigod worship. There could be some aspect of demigod worship where the demigods are worshipped as limbs of Vishnu. But still, one who has received that pure devotional faith, he abstains from that also, ideally. But in today's day and age, someone may come from some kind of, they may have some kula dharma, kula dharma, jati dharma, which is getting, which he is, you know, from generations it has been handed over. Even if some of those practices may not be exactly pure devotional, but sometimes to pacify the society and make them also favorable somewhat to Krishna consciousness, one may have to do. In a detached fashion one can do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in Bhakti Aloka. This kula dharma, jati dharma, sometimes they may not be pure devotional, but he says that grihasthas should ideally, you know, accept not that they think that I need this for my own progress, but you should understand that if I don't do it, these people will also give up. After giving this up, what they will do? They will go and sit in front of TV and watch cricket match. Instead, at least let them, and by that slowly they have an opportunity to get attracted to pure devotional service. Na buddhi bedam janayet, that's the principle. It's not just not na buddhi bedam janayet, it is also a means for creating the faith in them. They will develop appreciation. They will not think that, you know, you have a, you think you are very great, you will not do all those things. Kuch bhi hum log kuch jo karte hain wo kuch bhi wo nahi karta hai, apne aap ko kya samajhta hai, you know that kind of a not so positive attitude they will develop, and by that it makes them all the more difficult to come closer to Krishna. They become rebels. Yeah.
In particular, I wanted to ask Prabhuji about this Ganesh Chaturthi and all, which is being celebrated in India.
Yeah.
So first of all, it is not a Vedic festival. It has been started by some politician only. And second thing is the concept of worshipping a deity and putting in the water and doing visarjan. Is it actually in line with the Shastras?
Oh, those are details of how exactly that demigod is being worshipped. I also don't know. I have myself personally, we have never done any such visarjan. So I cannot comment on that. But I don't know the details, whether it is exactly Vedic or not, or those details. I have seen many devotees discuss about it, but I don't exactly know the details of that. Ganesh Tam, because Ganesh deity was already there, and when we came there, when the land was purchased, already a small Ganesh temple was there.
The moon, you accepted it, and by that, if you are getting 100 devotees, like there are hundreds of Ganesh Sanghas,
mm.
You start, banishing them, everybody will kill, throw his one out. So if you slowly, step by step, tell them, there is a chance of they coming into this one.
When they invite us, we can go there.
We
need not install Ganesh ourselves. But even that, its application, brahmacharis staying in a temple are representing the institution. So from an institutional point of view, definitely strict, no. But as an individual grihastha, if you have had some very strong traditional practices which are not really detrimental, like as an ek daru peene, not those kind of practices, but some sattvic but not necessarily devotional practices, in a very detached way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says they can perform, so that the other family members also feel that, oh, he is one amongst us. And they will also continue, and they have a chance of getting attracted to devotional service like that.
Ultimately, we are preaching the organization. We cannot sit in our own castle. We should invite others. So we have to step down a little bit to catch their hand.
To catch their hand, but we have to be careful about, why we are doing what we are doing. So, both things, huh? Both. Okay, it's already 10:05. We will stop there. And few more verses left. At 11 o'clock, we will convene back and then we will continue the discussion. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.